You are listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The head of Caritas Syria is appealing for help to meet the growing needs of Syrians in the face of ongoing violence there. Chaldean Bishop Antoine Odo of Aleppo says some of the greatest needs are in the area of health care and education. In this interview with me, Bishop Odo says Caritas Syria is present in the battered city of Homs and the surrounding area, providing food, medicine, and tuition for some 700 families. Caritas Syria is also offering assistance to displaced families who have left Homs, helping them rent apartments elsewhere. Well, last year, he explains, Caritas managed to provide assistance to thousands of people in Syria on a budget of $1 million. But that sum is not enough now for the Catholic Aid Agency to be able to meet the increasing needs of people as the situation deteriorates.
Caritas is present especially now in Homs and around. In Damascus, of course, in Aleppo, in what we call Wadi Nasara, the Valley of Christians. And we have different groups working, implementing programs, especially food, medicine, scholarity, and rent apartments. We don't have a big program. Really, it's limited. For instance, we do something for 700 families in Homs to support them with elementary food. We do a program in Aleppo for 200 families for food, 200 families for scholarity, 200 families to medical care, 100 families for old people. This is our way of working. For instance, we had in March an explosion of a car in a Christian area. A lot of apartments damaged, so we decided to do a program for 50 families to support them, and Kirche in Not helped us carefully and rapidly to do this program. Like this we are working. Or our programs in all Syria on 1 year, it's around $1 million, not more. But I think for the future, we need more organization, more help to support all those families.
Now, I know Caritas has also been very active with the refugees who have come over from Iraq. What is the situation with the Iraqi refugees? We've also seen in recent weeks many Syrians going over the border into Iraq, which seems ironic.
Yes, many Syrians going to Iraq, I don't think so, no. They are not resettled. Perhaps they go to Lebanon, they go to Jordan, to Turkey, but I don't think for Iraq generally.
The last wire service that I saw said something about 5,000 Syrian refugees arriving in northern Iraq.
Possible, because it's a safe region. Possible. Generally, the situation of Iraqi in Iraq, the number decreases a lot, because I worked a lot with the Iraqis, especially with the Chaldeans and the Christians, and even with the Muslim in those last years.
Are they still there in camps? Are they still in apartments rented? No.
Apartment in Damascus, in Aleppo, but the number decreases a lot. We have only staying now in Syria around 20% of those who came in 2003. So the number is smaller.
Did some go home, or did they go to emigrate?
Canada, United States, Australia, Europe, and some families in the north of of Iraq, those who are not able to have a visa to emigrate. But we are continuing program with the Iraqis too. But now we put all our possibilities to support the Syrian improved in this war today.
One of the things that struck me looking at some of the photographs of Homs and other towns in Syria is the fact that you see a church next to a mosque. People have lived pretty much in harmony over these past decades. What is the situation now? People are beginning to talk about perhaps a civil war in Syria. What is the situation?
Yes, really, it's in Syria a big tradition of living together, of respect. There is a big respect towards Christians. Even in this situation, everyone is looking to the Christians, a respectful people, because they don't have any interest in power or domination. I think we have to say it. There is this tradition of mutual respect, and we hope that we will be able to continue in this way. But when we speak about civil war, it's not between Christians and the others, because Christians generally they don't have any militia or armed people. We are citizens of our country. So the problem of civil war, it will be possible between a majority who is seeking to have the domination on the country and a minority who is now in the government. So this is the problem. But in the case of civil war, the danger is that to use Christians as human shields because they are without any self-defense. This is the risk.
And what is the situation now in Aleppo? It has remained fairly quiet, although you have seen episodes of violence explode there as well.
Directly, no. Since the beginning, we don't have any direct violence. But what we have, I can tell you, First, every Friday we fear the end of the prayers when the people leave the mosque. Everybody is asking what it will happen. Generally, this is the first thing. The second one, we had in the last month problems in the university with the students. Young people who are doing demonstrations against the regime. This existed those last months. The third thing is outside the city, in the country, some opposition, some armed people, some fighting between army, between police and those people in different villages at 20, 30 kilometers. The fourth phenomenon is new. It's the kidnapping of some rich Christians to ask money and to do treatments and so. And it's a very, very bad aspect. We are seeing the same signs like in Iraq in the last years.
The violence in Syria, how can it be stopped today?
I think the call of the church is to dialogue, to refute the violence, dialogue, to reforms. We need political reforms. Syria was under a military regime since 50 years. So with the phenomenon of globalization and pluralism, we need this possibility of discussion, of dialogue, and not to be led by confessionalism, by fanatism. It's not a good way for the future.
Will you be going in September to Lebanon when Pope Benedict goes to present the final document for the Synod of the Middle Eastern Bishops?
Yes, of course. As Bishop of the Eastern Churches and as a member of the Synod, all we are invited to welcome Pope Benedict XVI to share with him the Eucharist.
What message do you hope he brings with him?
I hope, first of all, a way of hope, really, to be confirmed as Christian in the Middle East, to be conscious of our vocation in the heart of Arab, a Muslim world. The title of this synod was Communion and Testimony. We have to promote this communion between us as Christians and be able to serve all our countries.
Chaldean Bishop Antoine Odo of Aleppo, Syria.